This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off. Hi, welcome to another episode of Trick Talks. My name is Barbara Lally, and today I'm going to read to you from my book, The Trickster Diaries. I'm back here again. We all know what that means. I lost my control, torn apart at the seams. But I'm glad to be back, because it's what I need, to build me back up, to boost my self-esteem. I can find control again. I can finally learn to breathe. Just because I failed doesn't mean I won't succeed. I'm back in therapy. Disclaimer: the names of individuals have been changed to protect their anonymity. When I relapsed in high school and knew I, once again, needed professional help, my first thought was that I wanted to see Gretchen. At this point in my life, my family had moved and our new house was too far from where Gretchen's office was. I was devastated, so my mom took me to see Gretchen one last time. After my last visit with Gretchen, I knew that I had to find a new therapist, despite not wanting to. I saw a number of therapists before I chose to work with a woman by the name of Layla. Before finding Layla, I described my symptoms to a therapist who asked me if I saw bugs crawling on the walls in his office. "No bugs, sir. I just can't seem to stop pulling my hair out." He was unconvinced and asked me if I heard voices of people who weren't there. It was clear that this man had no idea about trichotillomania. My family and I decided to continue our search for a therapist and ultimately found Layla. Layla was a good therapist, but she was very blunt. I was not used to this and would often become angry with her during our sessions. The saying "the truth hurts" is actually true. She said what I needed to hear, and a lot of the time I didn't want to hear it. I was a moody teenager after all. I didn't want to hear anything. She and I worked together on and off for many years. We didn't only focus on my trichotillomania, which surprised me. I thought that was the most important, but to Layla it wasn't. Yes, I have trichotillomania, and it is getting worse, but what is happening around me that might be causing this? Layla was determined to help me find out. We would have entire sessions dedicated to mending the relationship I have with my mom, or getting to the bottom of why I stay friends with people who aren't nice to me. And not once would we talk about my trick. Layla's approach was fixing me as a whole person, and then seeing how my trichotillomania responded. Her approach must have worked because I stopped seeing Layla in 2013 when my pulling began to subside. Layla was a hilarious therapist, actually. Like, I write that she's very blunt in this, and she was. But she was, like, bitchy. Like, it was, like, she would kind of pop off on me sometimes. I remember at the time dating this guy, and she was like, "You guys need to break up." Like, she literally said that. She was like, "You guys need to break up. This isn't going to work. You have fundamental differences." And I was like 20, you know, at the time. I was like, "Okay, like, what? Who are you?" But we did talk about a lot of things. She brought in my family a few times for different sessions, which I find to be a common thing that therapists will do. But she was interesting. And I have to shout her out. She was great. I laugh when I think about our times together because I know I was a brat and I know she was really giving it to me, really telling me like it is. And just to put into perspective like how my mind was working at that time, one time I showed up to her office with two different shoes on. So I was kind of going through it at the time. I even took a picture. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. I had a brown flip-flop on and a black flip-flop." And she was like, "See, if this is any indication." I'm like, "Okay. Gosh, Layla. Jeez." You want to study me again? The same year I began seeing Layla, I was once again paid to take part in a study at a prestigious university in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Although it took place at a different university than the first study, it was very similar in the way it was conducted. Just like before, therapists documented my pulling by taking photographs of my eyebrows, eyelashes, and bald spots on my scalp every week. I remember feeling a sense of pride if I didn't pull one week. Alternatively, I remember feeling guilt and embarrassment when I did pull and showed up with my eyelashes or hair worse off than before. The therapists taking the photos treated me the same every time, though, whether or not my eyelashes and or hair was intact. I was treated very matter-of-factly. I took that as a good thing because I felt I was being treated like an adult. I still had to answer lengthy questionnaires that were turned in and never seen again. Sometimes I would be asked to elaborate on something I answered during my therapy session there. I saw the therapist less frequently than my first study. I remember that it wasn't every time I was there. I think it was every other, or even once a month. But here's the worst part. There were no beads! Bummer. All I really remember from the second time being in the study is that I was treated like an adult. At the time, I viewed this as a good thing. However, looking back, I can see that I was treated a bit more like a lab rat. Something, not someone, they gained knowledge from. And that's it. I didn't build any personal connections with anyone there. I assume that was necessary because the study was short and factual in nature. When the study ended, all I missed was the money. Try it, why not? If you are considering seeing a therapist, my advice is go for it. There is absolutely nothing wrong with seeking professional help. That is what they are there for. Therapy is much more than talking to a stranger. It is about working through traumas that can potentially impact the quality of your life for the rest of your life. I have seen many therapists, and some of them didn't work out. That's just the reality of life. Much like meeting someone new, there are going to be therapists you don't mesh with. That's a normal human reaction. All that means is you have to try someone new. Try someone new until the person you are seeing is the person you feel most comfortable with. Finding a therapist might seem like a daunting task, but it's not. Health insurance companies can give you a list of therapists that accept your insurance and are close in proximity. You can decide if you would prefer a therapist close to your house, your school, or your place of work. Every journey begins with one step at a time. This goes for your mental health journey as well. One step at a time. Medications. Make me stop doing this. Erase all my pain. Don't make matters worse. I can't feel more shame. Come on, you must work at stopping my urge to pull all my hair out. I'm still on the verge. Okay, I will take them. Not one, but all three. So sad that this has to happen to me. Pill popper. During my high school career, I began taking medicine to see if that would help with my trichotillomania. I was on many different kinds, some medication I would take in the morning and others before bed. I was open to taking medicine because I wanted so desperately for something to work. When I woke up in the morning, I would go to the bathroom to brush my teeth, then I would take my medicine. I had a pill to help me focus in school, I had a pill that would stabilize my mood, and I had a pill that I believe was an antidepressant. I couldn't tell you the names of these medications even if I tried. All I know is that I was becoming a pro at swallowing multiple pills at once, which is nothing to brag about. As a result of one of the pills I took in the morning, the one that helped me focus and ultimately gave me more energy, I had a hard time falling asleep at night. Not to worry though, I had a pill for that too. A pill to help me sleep because one of my other pills kept me awake. What a strange concept. In general, I don't remember the pills doing anything good or bad. I still had no eyelashes, I had bald spots in my hair, and I was still pretty miserable. I decided to tell my parents that these medications weren't working for me. We went to the psychiatrist shortly after, where we discussed weaning me off everything. Everyone was on board. I eventually discontinued all use of medication and never took any again. I want to make it clear that I, in no way whatsoever, have any ill will toward the psychiatrist who prescribed me these medications. Although they didn't work for me, it was my choice to try them. I was in every session and included in all conversations, of course. I was, and still am, very open to trying new things when it comes to my trichotillomania, but taking medication just isn't one of them. If you are considering seeing a psychiatrist because you believe it will help, then do it. Everyone is different. What works for me might not work for you. What didn't work for me might, in fact, work for you. Please don't take what I say as the end-all, be-all. You have to do what works best for you, always. Did you know HabitAware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. So I've talked about this quite a few times on social media. So if you've heard this already, you're going to hear it again. I went to my first TLC BFRB conference in October of last year, 2024. And because of my viewpoints on medication for myself, when I saw that there was a speaker talking about medication helping people with BFRBs, I said, you know what? I have to go to that session. I have to hear what this person has to say. Maybe my mind will be open to trying medication again. I just want to hear what new things they have going on. So it was me and a bunch of other people in the room, and the psychiatrist starts speaking, and he went through a few different case studies. And as he's going through each case study, my body is getting hot. I am starting to become angry. My blood is boiling. And here's why. The medications that were prescribed to these patients that he was talking about were the same medications that I was prescribed as a teenager. So 16 years ago and today, people with trichotillomania are being prescribed the same things. I have a big problem with that. The reason I have a big problem with that is because what do you mean there aren't any new things? What do you mean that the person who's taking these medications will see little progress, but will have to take these medications for the rest of their life? This is what he is saying in his case study. That the medication will be taken for the duration of their life. It will increase in dosage. And some of the case studies had up to 5 different medications. Just for minimal improvement. Now, this is for people who, some people say, pure trichotillomania. So I am someone who has no other disorders besides trichotillomania. Had I had anxiety, it was felt that it was because of my trichotillomania that caused me to have anxiety. You know, chicken or egg. But I am someone who has just trichotillomania. And so with that being said, I do believe that, of course, there's going to be a hard time finding a pill that's going to help me with my hair pulling. People who have other comorbid disorders, yes, there are pills for that. And that makes sense. Of course, that will probably improve those comorbid disorders and in turn maybe improve your trichotillomania. But to sit there in a room and people are taking, you know, rigorous notes and smiling at each other, and one person actually even turned to me and was like, my patient's on this pill, they love it, it's going so well for them. And I looked over and I was like, oh yeah, that's great, it didn't do anything for me. And I was like, oh, and I felt horrible, like deflating this person. But it's like, So often psychiatrists and therapists and even patients, we're looking for that one pill cures all. And that just doesn't work. It's setting us up for failure because there is no magic pill. That's the thing. There is none. How many years is going to take us to understand that one pill does not cure all? And so, yeah, that really was a bummer. I'm sure the psychiatrist, he said he was a psychiatrist for 30 years or more, and I'm sure he's great, but I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. It just felt wrong. It felt like I was in the Twilight Zone or something. And like I said, I only have trichotillomania. And he even said something like, trichotillomania is not a real thing. It's only, gosh, I have notes about this in a journal, but he was like, trichotillomania isn't its own thing ever. It's always a comorbid, you know, it's always a sign of something else, and you can never treat trichotillomania by itself. You have to treat all the surrounding comorbidities. I'm looking around like, wait a minute, what? And the thing is that I did try different medications. I was on an antipsychotic, I was on an ADHD medicine, I was on all these things. And it didn't help at all. So I did what he was suggesting. Oh, treat everything else and then the trick will come. No, that wasn't the case. So it just bummed me out. And it made me feel upset because, like I said, everybody was writing it down. Everyone was excited and happy. Yes, 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 I can't wait to prescribe these medications. What do you mean? I was a teenager when I was on all of these different medications. And the case studies that he spoke about, they were teenagers too, or young 20s. It's like our brains aren't even fully developed yet. And of course, if medication is something that you are taking and it works for you, I'm happy for you. I'm just saying my experience, it didn't work. And for it to be the first thing that people go to and want to try, and they want that magic pill and that's it, makes me sad. Because it just isn't sustainable. And nobody should view trichotillomania as a life sentence. And by prescribing medication and saying, oh yeah, you're going to have to probably be on this pill forever, we're going to increase the dosage as you age, it feels like a life sentence. And it really isn't. There should be tons of other things tried before we get to the medication. But like I said, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. That's how I live my life, and you don't have to live like that. You can live however you want, but that's how I live. And the reason is, I tried it, didn't work, not going to try it again. But I was open to learning new things. Just sucks that there wasn't anything new to learn. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Trick Talks. If you would like to order a signed copy of The Trickster Diaries, you may do so on my website, barbaralally.com. If you don't want a signed copy, that's no problem. You can grab a copy of The Trickster Diaries without my signature on Amazon. Thank you again for listening. See you next week.